So quiet. Oh dear, that's concerning. Go to sleep now then and it will be good. Well, good evening everybody. So tonight I'm going to be talking from Psalms and Proverbs, which was a little bit like I was a bit of a rabbit in the headlights when someone said to me, have two books, off you go. Thinking, oh, okay. And I know Breathe is a nice short service, so I shall try and keep it to that nice time scale. So, before you've been looking at using Facebook, and this is God's Facebook. So, I thought, as long as I click on the right thing, quite interesting. This is mine. I was wanting to use someone else's, but I couldn't find a decent image. So, the About page. And tonight is that About page. Some Proverbs is this About. So, normally lots of people, before you start a relationship with someone in any way, you find a little bit about them. You try and find out what they're like. Usually a question is, oh, what do you do for a living? That's the first question that everyone seems to ask. What do you do? That it almost defines you. Well, this kind of About section for Psalms and Proverbs. Psalms are these worshipful songs in the good, in the bad. It's the praise to God in worship. And Proverbs is a little bit like kind of life's advice, that good guidance, that book that helps you live in the way that God intended us to live. So I thought it'd be quite cool before we delve into talking about having a relationship with God, actually, shall we find out a little bit about who he is, what it says in the two books? So let's look at God's work. Now, on Facebook, this is titled Work and Education. I thought education might be pushing my luck a bit if I tried to do the education of God, maybe a bit too far. So one of the things, a couple of bits that have stood out to me, kind of as I've been looking through the books and stuff, I'm just going to go through some of these passages. So Psalm 66:5. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for all mankind. That God's been at work. He hasn't been at work like us where we work in one place. It says quite so clearly here, for all mankind. He's been here, there and everywhere doing all this work all the time. And Psalm 136 is so similar. To him who alone does great wonder, who by his understanding made the heavens, who spread out the earth upon the waters, who made the great lights, the sun to govern the day, the moon and stars to govern the night. This little bit, that's just a section of this psalm. But just how incredible that just creation work. What you're sitting in right now, to think that God has created the chair that you're sitting in, the carpet that we're on, the glasses that Mike's wearing. Isn't it incredible just to think even those tiny minute things that God has spent time creating? This is what he's been at work doing. He's been at work creating each one of us. He had a plan. He knew what he was doing before we were even formed and created. Isn't it incredible just to see that? So that first question, I can imagine if you met God in a bar, it's going to take him quite a long time to answer what he's been doing. It's not the kind of that one-liner pickup question. It's an interesting one. But I thought that these might just give that little bit. And very similarly, there's a section called Life Events. What has happened in your life? So mine, I know, says I got married, I've travelled here, I started this job here. I lived in Nottingham, I moved to here, I'm from here, et cetera, et cetera. God's, again, we've got Psalm 136. The whole thing is like a story of all the stuff God has been doing. All the stuff he did with the Israelites, all the creation, all this incredible stuff. And the same, just in 107, it just talks about them wandering in the desert and being fed. So that says to me, well, they went traveling. God went a little bit of traveling. That's my About section when I went to wherever you want to say. leading them to a home. Well, okay, that's when I moved into my house. Went the wrong way and then came back home. I might not have hit this. I don't know whether my wife would agree, but my midlife crisis. They went off and God brought them back. And then blessed them, and their numbers increased. So all I wrote down here was baby time. I don't know whether that was quite what I was thinking. But are so many of these things that we write on social media, we tell people that we've done. Actually, God's already done them, but in such a much bigger scale. He's brought people home in him. He's been traveling with people. No matter where they go, he's always traveling with them. He goes through that midlife crisis moment with us. He waits for us to go through that. And you know what? He blesses us and sees our numbers increase in kingdom growth. God uses us to grow that, grow his kingdom, grow his spirit. So we have these kind of life events. God, some of the Psalms talk all the way about David, all the events going on that he's done. And all of them are written by different authors, Moses and different things. It's all telling the story of all the stuff that's kind of happened up to the writing of them. That's just an incredible collection to see of worshipful songs about God's life events. The life events he's had with those Israelites. And then there's a section called details, which to me says characteristics of God. What is God a bit like? What does Proverbs and Psalms say a little bit about him? What's his character? Well, the first one, just Proverbs 15:9. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but loves those who pursue righteousness. God, he just really detests that way. When we step out in that wicked nature, you can just imagine God's anger. And we talk about God as a father. That anger of a father. When we go down those paths. He hates that planning, that scheming that we all do in our sinful nature. But the delight he takes when we work in him and plan and pursue ideas for his kingdom that he has planted in our head somewhere deep down. He's great at doing that, where he plants an idea and makes you think it's your own. Waits for that little man on my shoulder to tell me to do something. It's incredible. And he loves us for that. Proverbs 15:3a. The eyes of the Lord, God is everywhere. So he talked about inviting his spirit here tonight. Well, obviously, he was already here. The eyes, he can see everything that is going on. He can see every believer in the world. He can see every non-believer. He can see everyone. Unlike us who just tend to look at one Facebook profile at a time, I know I have multiple tabs open on Chrome and stuff like that just to try and flick through different things. But we can really only look at one thing at once. Actually, God can see all our Facebook profiles right now, all the profiles of our heart that just say so much infinitely more than we can ever say to him. He sees the depths of our heart, those profiles, those details, the life events that seem to have shaped us. And in Psalm 18:2, this just God is perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. God is perfect. And still, for me, trying to rack my head around perfection, and he's just so perfect, is incredible. Our world says you have to have this to be perfect. You have to do this to be perfect. But God doesn't need any of that. He's just perfect straight away. But he's so perfect that he then just wants to sit with us in our imperfection. He wants to wrap his arm around us, say, take refuge in me, just as a father. Just come into my presence. And Psalm 89, just verse 14. Again, that phrase, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. That God, the very foundations of him, are right and just. That he is that only one who can judge because of that perfection we've heard about before. He is just in every way because he is perfect. He shows his love through allowing us refuge, opening his arms. And he's faithful in that throughout all the ages. If we look back at those God's events, those life events, he was faithful to the Israelites every time they went away. He was working in their best interests, even if it didn't look like it. He was teaching them, he was working. And he has been doing that in all of our lives, whether we decide to accept him or not. He has been sitting there trying to help us, trying to guide us. So, I feel like I've done a little bit of fast background kind of thing. And the whole thing tonight is about relationships. So, I was so glad I had Facebook. It gave me such a great sort of just structure and thought process. And so, I'm going to use a little clip from the film The Social Network, which is the story of Facebook and how it was created. And so, just have a little watch.
Mark?
Five new girls watching.
You're right.
Relationship status. Interested in. This is what drives life in college.
This whole social network thing. Creating a whole network for people to communicate at Harvard in America. It came down to seemingly this one thing. Relationship status. And for them, that's all about girls and college. Why'd you go to a certain class? Because you want to meet this girl, you want to do this, you want to look popular with this. But God actually wants to know what our relationship status is with him. What does it say? Is it complicated? Are you in a relationship with him? Is it separated? I'm just not interested. Is it single, interested in? ? What is it? Well, God wants this kind of relationship with us. Sorry, as I scramble to find my Bible verses. And do you know what? All the stuff before this is it. This is that he wants this relationship with us. This isn't the key point of anything tonight. Just that God wants to sit with you and have that time with you. So, do you know what? I've already mentioned it, how God wants this relationship. Like in Proverbs 3:11-12, he wants it as a father, as a relationship with a son and daughter. Proverbs reads, "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in." God wants to be that father to us. Yeah, it's not always in the way we like, the disciplining. But God wants that relationship with us, that refuge and that discipline to keep us on the right track. He's standing there with open arms, ready to take that relationship. He wants us to trust in him and not ourselves. Just as a baby trusts a parent, and again, as a child trusts a parent. Proverbs 3:5-6 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." He wants us to just completely let go of us and put everything in him. Let him take control. Trust in him to guide and take us down those paths straight. He wants us to listen to him, to listen to his word. Proverbs 16:20 reads, "Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord." So again, this trust. But he wants us to listen to him. He wants us to heed his instructions. When we sit there and have this relationship with him, he wants us to trust in him, to listen to those instructions, that guidance that he's got for us. Again, back as a parent, as a child should listen. But we are all rebellious as children to God. But God wants to take us in and for us to listen to him. And for us to dwell in him. In Psalm 90, verse 1, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations." That God wants us to call him his dwelling place. And for all our generations, for all our lives, God just wants us to go and sit, take refuge, dwell in his presence, to spend time in him. So as I said, that if you don't take anything from tonight by this, is the clear thing that God wants a relationship with you. And he's come down to our level to do that. He's not asking you to create yourself in perfection to meet with him. He's stooped down, to use the insight, to our level. I'm going to finish with a little video, but as you go out tonight, there's a little pink table, which is my colour, over there, with some little bowl and some pencils. On each of those sheets of paper, it says relationship status. And there's four options. There's the complicated, there's the separated, there's in a relationship, or single, interested in. Would you tick one of those? Fold it all up and just drop it in the paper? In the bowl, sorry. And just, God knows what it says. I don't want to know what it says. But just do that. Share your heart, where you're at with God. Let him hear it. But I just want to finish with this little video.